Suck It Hard by Stevie. Lying in bed, I watched my man's package bounce and jiggle while he shaved and prepared to get in the shower. Oh, how hot it was making me. I found myself fondling my soft but getting hard nipples. He looks so nice. He finished up, opened the frosted glass doors of the shower stall, stepped in, and closed them behind him. His package just hung there, looking fabulous, while he soaked himself up. As he reached his member, he gave it a little extra attention, wrapped around his beautiful, hardening member. He slid his soapy hands up and down, up and down. I watched his hips sway steadily back and forth. I wonder if he will jack off for me. But no, he stopped and began rinsing off his cock, still standing erect and hard. My mouth began to water and crave that beautiful member of his. I can imagine sucking and licking it with long, wet swipes up one side, then down the other. Then I'd swirl my tongue around the head and taste the pre-cum making its way out to meet me, then plunge that big, hard cock in my mouth. I'd let it go as far in as I could get it, deep-throating him while he groaned with pleasure. He stepped out of the shower, pushed his hair back, and then wrapped a towel around his waist. Watching him walk towards me, I smiled, or grinned, really. His cock was making an imprint on the front of his towel. When he got in front of me, he let the towel fall. He took his cock in his hand, looked at me with such desire, and said, "I need you to suck me, and suck me hard." I smiled with pleasure, and got in a comfortable position on my tummy, just as I had imagined. I began by licking the shaft and enjoying his beautiful hardness. The pre-cum began to flow, and I swiped it away with my tongue, enjoying the amazing taste of him and knowing I was part of the reason this magnificent member had expressed itself. I began to take him deeper, and he groaned in delight with each thrust deep into my throat. I like hearing how much he enjoys my efforts. He was standing over me with my head hanging over the bed, but I wanted him to be comfortable. So I tapped him and he moved away with a puzzled look. I stood and guided him to sit on the bed so that I could kneel on the floor in front of him. That way not only could he relax, but we also could see each other's faces. I went back to licking at his pre-cum that was steadily making its way to the surface, and my tongue sensed his hardness increasing. Each time I licked, sucked, and then deep-throated, he would groan, and the sound of it got deeper and deeper. I looked up at his pleasure-filled face. He had his eyes closed, just enjoying the activity at hand. Then he opened them and stared into mine, and I used my hand to jack him off while I sucked. He let out the biggest groan as I started to go back down, shot a huge stream of cum. With our eyes still locked, I licked him until he moaned again. I loved tasting the product of having pleased him. I licked him dry, then told him, "I need to come." My husband smiled, sat up, pulled me up onto the bed, and went to town. It felt so good that I had to grab the pillow. He looked up at me and said, "Baby, you better hold on. You gave me the most amazing blowjob, and now I'm about to give you the best orgasm you've ever had." Between his fingers inside me, hitting my G-spot, and his tongue on my clit, I felt my climax built. He kept a steady pace, making the come-hither motion with his middle finger and licking, sucking, licking, sucking my swollen clit. I screamed out, "Oh my God, I'm gonna come. I can't take it. He encouraged me to hold back as long as I could, whispering, come on, baby. I want it to be good. My need to orgasm grew stronger and stronger. I yelled, I have to let it go now. I arched my back, pleading for permission to come. He asked, does it feel good? How good? Tell me. With a huge, uncontrollable groan, I yelled, it feels amazing. I have to let go. He smiled at me and said, good. Don't let that go. Then he climbed on top, straddling me in the 69 position. You have me hard again. He continued his sucking, and I opened my mouth and let his stiffened cock into my mouth, taking him as deep as my throat would allow. As he pushed, I sucked, and as he sucked, I pushed against his mouth. I felt him release again at the same time that I exploded. Drinking and drinking, I sucked him dry. As he licked me clean, extolling the goodness of my juices, then he rolled off and turned around to snuggle next to me. We looked into each other's eyes and smiled, knowing no words were needed. Ecstasy.